Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'd like to issue an apology on behalf of 610 Sports Radio and specifically Fesco in the Morning. I feel like we have dropped the ball on this one.
I don't know how we missed it.
We have proclaimed ourselves a source, a go-to for this particular genre of sports information. We don't
I'd go as far to say Kansas City's leader.
You're probably right. We don't break a lot of stories on the show. We don't aspire to be breaking.
I've broken more chairs actually.
A ton of news stories. But what we have done for you, we have broken stories no one else has broken in this city. When it comes to Chiefs one-day contracts.
Possibly because nobody cares to break them.
We told you, Jamal Charles.
Hey, you heard it here first.
Was going to be signing a one-day contract to retire as a Chief. You heard it here first. You heard it here first, Derek Johnson. Was going to be signing a one-day contract to retire as a Chief. So I can understand at some point in time, you're like, we can count on you guys for this. We can count on 610 Sports Radio. We can count on Fesco in the Morning to tell us who is going to sign one-day contracts and then retire as a Chief.
You know, the thing is like, I don't feel like we get turned to for a lot. You don't rely on us to do a lot.
No, I don't expect you to. No, that's fine.
We're like that one sibling you have, and you know who it is. And if you don't know who it is, it's you. But you're that sibling that, like, we know your limitations.
Yeah, we just take you for what you are.
We
know
you're going to disappoint sometimes, the vast majority of the time.
It's fine.
So we give you the one thing. Like, it's your one thing. You're the one that brings deviled eggs to the barbecue. And we say they're really good, but really everybody makes the same deviled egg. We just tell you that so that you feel good. So we had one job.
We had one job to do, and we let you down. And I sincerely apologize for this because we told you Jamal Charles. We told you Derek Johnson. Just no one saw Dwayne Bowe coming.
So I deeply apologize to the Clarks.
Dwayne Bowe.
Nobody even asked for this.
No. Dwayne Bowe may have just shown up at Arrowhead. I don't know. I don't know how this went down. But I do feel bad that we weren't the first to tell you Dwayne Bowe would be retiring as a Chief. But that's what happened yesterday. Chiefs signing the third player this offseason to a one-day contract to retire as a Chief, and it's D-Bo. Bowe playing 8 of his 9 NFL seasons in Kansas City, was first-round pick in the 2007 draft, made one Pro Bowl, that in the 2010 season after had that fantastic 15-touchdown season, he and Matt Cassel. Were truly magic.
Phone calls, did that. Check. Phone bras, did that. Check. $1 million, spent that. Check. Trying to figure out what I did, yeah.
Signed a one-day contract, did that. D-Bo now a musician, for those of you that don't know.
I believe he goes by D-Money, actually.
Yes, he's completely overhauled his image. He is the best. And then also the best, the picture the Chiefs set out of Bo and Andy Reid. It is so fantastic.
Easy peasy.
Bo and Andy Reid with the thumbs up. Can Andy make everything look uncomfortable? He's just standing next to Dwayne Bowe. All you gotta do is take a picture, give a thumbs up. He's got kind of a on his face. It's like and then the straightest looking thumb you've ever seen. Like
it's very stiff. Yeah, it's a very stiff thumb.
I want that as my Christmas. I want to superimpose myself in there, and that's my Christmas card with Andy. Would give him a thumbs up. But even Andy can't pull off a thumbs up without looking awkward. So the picture they sent out with Dwayne Bowe and Andy Reid is just absolutely fantastic.
It's pretty terrific. This coming from BJ Kissel, or Beej as we like to call him. at Chiefs Reporter on Twitter before he signed the contract. Bo looked at Coach Reed and said, quote, "You don't know what this means to me and my family." Cool moment as Reed then told him they still have a route in the playbook named after.
Nice. Two letters, double R, really rich, see the star, diamond sign, bling by, hard to miss me like a stepchild. Dwayne's not bad.
It's hard to miss him like a stepchild.
He's not bad. When it comes to athlete music, it's not all bad.
Hard to miss me like a stepchild.
So Debo retires as a Chief, and I wholeheartedly apologize on behalf of Fesco in the Morning and 610 Sports Radio that we weren't the first to bring that one to you. We are no longer your source for Chiefs one-day contracts. Although, I have been told, sources indicate R. Cal Truluck, Casey Printers, and Boomer Grigsby could be the next three in line to sign one-day deals with the Chiefs. So stay tuned for that. We'll bring you the latest as the situation develops.
We're not having Tyler Thigpen back
possibly,
for a reunion?
Quite possibly. I've not heard those rumblings just yet. So we'll find out. The day is young. The day is young.
Alex Tanny,
people
baby.
Former players just start showing up at the front door.
Ebron Fangupo is going to come back
next. I hope. We get that interview finally nailed down. Show up at the Chiefs facility as a former Chief. You have a shot now to retire on a one-day contract.
I think a more pressing question from the text line, 69306, when is the Tamba Holics track dropping? Get D-Money and Tamba Juice together in the same room.
There needs to be a collaboration, I would think. That's got to happen. Dwayne Bowe now today signing a one-day deal with Sonic.
That's good.
That's good. We do have that news.
He's going to get paid in mozzarella sticks and cherry lime.
Absolutely. That's
pretty good.
Absolutely. Phone calls, did that. Check. Foreign broth, did that. Check.
$1 million, spent that. Check. Trying to figure out what ain't did yet. What hasn't he done yet?
Imported women, did that. Sonic, did that.
I mean, I kind of like it. It's pretty
good.
It's not bad.
I mean, in short spurts, you know.
That's why I cut 7 seconds at a time. I didn't want to, it got to the hook, and then it was not good. It was not good.
Well, you know. Two letters, double R, really rich,
see the star, diamond sign, bling by, hard to miss me like a stepchild. I don't get that part.
Hard to miss me like a stepchild?
I mean, like you're dating a girl and you didn't know she had a kid, and then they're like, oh, what's this?
I don't know. Only in the life of Debo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.